bowl. Nowadays on cruise control. I got Reese's Puffs in my bowl. And just like that, I'm on a roll. Reese's Puffs, Reese's Puffs. Peanut butter chocolate flavor. Reese's Puffs, Reese's Puffs. In the AM, it's the flavor I savor. Peanut butter and chocolate too. You know how I do, that's what I wake up to. My Reese's Puffs inspired this rhyme. That peanut butter chocolate combination's on time.
Welcome to Serial Killers. I'm Declan.
I'm Tony.
And I'm James.
Today we're going to be reviewing four different cereals for you guys, as well as teaching you about them. The first brand of cereal was called Granula. It was a lot like grape nuts, but it was tougher and crunchier. It was made in 1863 by a man named James Caleb Jackson.
It was not really popular because it needed to be soaked overnight, and it was not before being able to be eaten.
Original cereal was sold out of barrels at grocery stores and you paid by how much you buy. The first sugar cereal was Kellogg's Sugar Smacks, and it's still around today.
But now it's known as Honey Smacks.
First off, the first cereal we're going to be trying is Rice Krispies.
For those of you who don't know, they make a snap, crackle, and pop noise when you pour the milk into them.
The reason why they actually do this is because once they're dried out, they have tiny air pockets in them, and when you pour milk, it absorbs it and puts pressure on it, creating that snap, crackle, and pop.
All right, here we go. All right, not bad. Right off the bat, pretty good. Not very sweet, but that's not really what the cereal is about. It's more of like a, it's just like straight rice, basically.
Not bad.
It's really crunchy.
For like a cereal that's good for you, it's like not that bad. It tastes pretty good.
It's one of the best.
Yes, it's definitely up there on my list of cereals.
I think it's good on the go. Like, if you're in a hurry in the morning, I'd definitely go for this.
Yeah. It's probably one of the best cereals for you. It's not like a...
One of the better ones, yeah.
Yeah. It's not like loaded with sugar. Exactly. All right. Any thoughts, James? What do you want to say?
That was really good. I'd have to give it 8 out of 10.
I mean, I've had a lot of Rice Krispie treats, but it's actually been, like, a long time since I've actually had the cereal, and, I mean, it's pretty good. I mean, I enjoyed it. It's healthy, and it's one of the healthier cereals, and still tastes good. I give it about a 7 out of 10.
All right, I have a huge sweet tooth, and, like, this cereal, even though it's not sweet, I still really love it. It's just, like, a classic.
Yeah.
So I'd probably give it a 7.5, 8 out of 10. It's got really good flavor, so yeah. All right, the next cereal we're going to be trying is Reese's Puffs, which is a pretty great cereal. In my opinion, they have probably some of the greatest commercials out there.
But you've never tried them before, have you?
I've never had them.
They were first released as Reese's Peanut Butter Puffs in 1994 and became Reese's Puffs in 1999 and were advertised as candy for breakfast.
All right, so here we go.
Declan, your first time trying Reese's Puffs. Big one.
I'm excited. This is a.
I haven't had these in forever.
This is a milestone in my life trying Reese's Puffs.
I haven't
Reese's
had these
Puffs.
In, like, I think, years. Like, 4 years or so.
I don't even remember what they taste like. Alright, milk in second.
Of course. Anyone who puts the milk in first
obviously
is wrong.
Milk goes first.
Yeah.
Alright, let's dig in.
Pretty good.
Have a lot of crunch to it and really peanut buttery flavor.
Yeah, it definitely tastes the chocolate more than the peanut butter.
Yeah, these are really good.
It's probably one of my favorite cereals, actually.
You know, the first time I tried this, I was not a fan at all. I only had one bowl and I was done. But, I mean, these are a lot better. I really like these. They're actually not horrible for you either. Look at the sugar stuff. There's only 9 grams of sugar. That's the same as like Honey Nut Cheerios and stuff like that.
Yes, that's not bad. I think these are really good cereal, especially on my first try. I like how the chocolate almost overpowers the peanut butter because I'm not a huge peanut butter person. And out of 10, I'd probably give it 8.5 or 9. How about you, James?
I'd definitely give it a 9. It's one of my favorite cereals ever.
I mean, not only is the cereal much better than I remember it being, but the commercials are great. Everything just about them is good, so I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10.
All right. On to our next cereal. All right, just as a note to add on to this, we actually all liked this cereal so much that we decided to go back for seconds. I just thought that was interesting, considering with Rice Krispies we didn't.
And now we're going on to Lucky Charms, probably the most magical cereal of all.
All right, so I think a lot of people only like it for the marshmallows, personally. But honestly, I think it's a solid cereal. It's probably not that good for you, but...
Fun fact about these things, the marshmallows are actually called Marbits.
You can also buy them on Amazon. They might, I don't know if they're the real brand, but...
They're
off-brand. They're off-brand. You can buy off-brand marshmallows on Amazon.
For, like, $11 for a pound of them.
I haven't had these in so long. I mean, I remember what they taste like, but it's been years.
All right, dig in, boys.
A really crunchy, and then all of a sudden, you just get that, like, little bit of, like, soft texture from the marshmallows. Mm-hmm. And it's just... Adds a lot of sweet to like the already crunch to it.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I don't think that was a. It's definitely isn't my favorite cereal. I think the marshmallows are. They don't really taste like real marshmallows. They're too crunchy and they're like dried out. Unlike like you know, like the puffed marshmallows that you can buy at the store that are like soft and they taste really good. I think these are just, like, dry. They taste like freeze-dried ice cream, if you've ever had that.
Yeah, I've never been a huge fan of Lucky Charms, and, I mean, there's just nothing too special about them. The flavors are all over the place, and they're not that good for you.
Yeah.
So, I guess, all in all, I'd give it maybe a 5 or 6 out of 10. It's good enough, just not better than some of the other ones we've tried.
For me, yeah. I think it's basically just Cheerios with, like, dried-out marshmallows in it, and for that, I'm going to give it like a 5, 4.5, something like that. It's not really for me.
Yeah. I'm actually giving it a 6. I know that's a little bit high, but I like it how it adds like the sweet and the crunch to it. Even though the marshmallows are dried out, it still is a great cereal for me. Even with milk or without, it's still a great cereal no matter what. Yeah, the marshmallows are actually dyeing the milk and the sides of my bowl to a different color.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, it's also, that feels like a negative for me. I don't really like that.
Yeah.
All right, time to move on to our next cereal. All right, hopping into our final cereal that we're about to try, we're going to be going for Cinnamon Toast Crunch, which personally for me is one of my favorite childhood cereals. How about you guys?
I mean, just... I've always sort of eaten Cinnamon Toast Crunch. It's one of the few cereals that I regularly eat, and it always just tastes great in the morning.
I'm actually the polar opposite. I rarely have Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and I'm not really a fan of it for some reason. I know it's like a lot of people like love Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I'm just not about it. I don't know.
All right, hopping right into the taste test. Here we go. Tony, am I noticing you putting the milk in first? That's
my leftover milk.
That's a bit of question. That's a bit of questionable behavior, sir.
Trust me, I would never, never do that. It's leftover milk.
All right. The time there should be milk in the bowl when you have and add cereal is when you already had a bowl of the cereal. You're adding more in.
Exactly.
That's the only time.
I think we'll get back into that conversation a little bit later. For now, let's go eat these Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Oh yeah.
I probably have to say these are probably like the worst for you, because right off the bat, you can taste the cinnamon and just all of like the brown sugar and sugar in it.
Yeah.
Taking a peek at sugars on the back, we have 9 grams, which actually matches exactly with the Reese's Puffs we had. And the Lucky Charms has 10 grams. So that's actually the sugariest cereal that we've had today.
Dang.
How much was the Rice Krispies? Rice Krispies?
Probably zero.
Yeah. The cereal is just as I remember it. It's really good.
It's really crunchy, but I feel like it gets soggy really quick. If you leave it in the bowl too long, you gotta eat it really fast.
Yeah, I agree.
All right, Cinnamon Toast Crunch has actually three names for all different countries. In America, it's Cinnamon Toast Crunch. In French Canada, it's actually just Cinnamon Toast. And then in the UK, it's Curiously Cinnamon.
Personally, this is one of my favorite cereals. I love the fact that you can eat it with and without milk, and it still tastes amazing. So long as you eat it up quick, it doesn't get terribly soggy, which is sometimes a bad thing on other cereals that get soggy quick. So overall, I'd give this probably a solid 9, 9.5.
I'm going to be a critic here. It's not my favorite. I'd probably say 6.57.
I mean, there are very few cereals that I will eat, like, with milk and dry. This is one of them. I mean, I love cinnamon, especially when it's on, like, a cereal. I love the crunchy. And, I mean, it's just a good cereal, and I have it all the time, and I enjoy eating it. I'm going to give it a 9 out of 10 because it's just a really solid, good cereal.
All right. I'm also going to note that I'm going back for seconds on this because this cereal is just great.
I'm fine. I'm not going for seconds.
So I guess overall, what do you think our best cereal is? Like the best one we've had?
I'd say the Reese's Puffs are definitely my favorite now. Like even before, I knew I liked them, but not this much. They're probably my favorite now.
I mean, I probably like Cinnamon Toast Crunch a little more, but just because it's just... I haven't had it in forever, and I just forgot what it tastes like. I'm going to say the Reese's Puffs. I was pleasantly surprised.
All right. Personally, it's really close between the Reese's Puffs and the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I think the Cinnamon Toast Crunch is just going to have to take the medal for me just because overall it's a better cereal, and I really loved it when I was a child. That sort of brings back some nostalgia for me.
So, I'd say if you're looking more of a healthy cereal, I would definitely go for the Rice Krispies. They're probably one of the best for you because there's like no really added sugar to it at all. And it's just basically rice.
Yeah.
I mean, I was never a huge fan of sugary cereals in the morning. I would always have like the Rice Krispies type cereals, like the healthier ones. But if you're looking for a sugary like treat cereal pretty much, I would go with the Reese's Puffs.
To recommend the Lucky Charms, the only person I can really think who would like these are like young children who can get past the fact that the marshmallows are literally freeze-dried. Other than that, I don't really see anyone liking that cereal. And I would recommend the Cinnamon Toast Crunch to anyone who really has a sweet tooth that needs to be fulfilled in the morning, because I just think it's a great, sweet, delicious cereal overall.
We interviewed a bunch of people, three different questions about their preferences in cereal. We asked you guys, and we're going to discuss some of the questions that we asked before getting into the answers. So, put aside everything we reviewed, what's your favorite type of cereal?
I'm going to go first. I'd probably say the Reese's Puffs. Definitely my favorite now, even though I haven't had it in a while. This has enlightened me, even though I already knew I loved them.
I mean, even with all the other cereals out there, not just the cereals that we reviewed, I'm still going to go with my heart, and I'm saying Cinnamon Toast Crunch. I just think it's a really great cereal.
Well, my favorite's probably one we didn't review today. One of my favorites has always been Honey Nut Cheerios. It's healthy, and it tastes pretty good. I mean, it's always just a good bowl of cereal to have in the morning.
All right, now let me ask you guys, do you like to eat your cereal with or without milk, and why?
It really depends on the cereal. If it's like Rice Krispies, I actually like them without milk, even though it's recommended with milk. If I'm in a hurry, I'll grab the Rice Krispies and just go out with them. But if I'm going for like Reese's Puffs, I definitely have to have milk.
Mm-hmm. there's very few cereals that I can, like, tolerate without milk. So whenever I have, like, a bowl of cereal in the morning, I always have milk every time.
Personally, if it's my favorite cereal, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, I can do it either way just because that's such a good cereal. But, like, other cereals, like the Reese's Puffs that we had, that's just got to go with milk. I think that's a staple to the cereal. It, like, adds just a great flavor. Yeah.
And the next question is, do you put the milk in first in the bowl of cereal? Or do you put the cereal first and then the milk?
For me, this is no contest. You have to put the cereal first. This is just a necessity. There's no other way to eat cereal.
In my opinion, no one should be allowed to put the milk in first. You have to put cereal first or the milk, or you just can't eat cereal. Like, it's like a staple in everything we know about cereal.
Yeah, I definitely have to agree. It has to be cereal first and then milk. But there's only one condition for the milk to be first. And that is if you've had a bowl of cereal already and you're going for a second bowl and there's still milk in it. Right. Even then, you can always add more milk on top of the cereal.
So these are the expert opinions on these questions. Obviously, we're the experts. You all are not. And we asked around the school a bunch of people their opinions on these questions, and here were their answers.
What's your favorite type of cereal and why?
Captain Crunch, because it tastes good.
Captain Crunch.
I like Fruit Loops because they taste really good.
Cheerios.
I like Fruit Loops.
Probably Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Rice Krispies, probably.
I would go with Honey Nut Cheerios.
The final results are Captain Crunch with 3 votes, Fruit Loops with 2 votes, Honey Nut Cheerios with 2 votes, Cheerios with 1 vote, Rice Krispies with 1 vote, and Cinnamon Toast Crunch with 1 vote.
If you really think about it, this is actually very impressive because out of all the cereals, 3 out of 10 people actually chose that certain cereal, which is kind of interesting. It's a very popular cereal, and I enjoy it personally.
I'm just really surprised that Reese's Puffs aren't on there. That's really crazy.
Yeah, I've never had Captain Crunch. I don't know how it tastes, but I mean, I don't know. I guess I need to try it.
I actually personally like Captain Crunch, but I wouldn't put that as my favorite.
Same here. Reese's Puffs. Next up, we asked everyone whether they like to eat their cereal with milk or not. Do you like to eat your Captain Crunch and other cereals with milk or without?
With milk is good.
And when you eat cereal, any kind of cereal, do you eat it with milk?
No.
With milk?
Soy milk.
With Fruit Loops, either way, it doesn't matter. But I guess with everything else, I like milk with it.
Of course.
Milk, usually.
Yes.
I almost never eat my cereal with milk. I generally just dig into the box, grab a handful, and shove it into my mouth.
One person enjoys soy milk in their cereal, 2 don't like milk in their cereal, and 1 doesn't care. They'll have it either way.
Finally, we interviewed people about the order in which they pour their cereal. Milk first or cereal first? Out of everyone who enjoys milk in their cereal, everyone said that cereal goes in first and then milk.
Bruh, okay, cereal first and then milk. If you do it the other way around, you are doing it wrong.
Cereal, then milk.
Cereal, then milk. Anybody who does the opposite is just weird in my opinion.
Never in my life have I ever poured
cereal before the milk.
It's always been cereal, then
cereal,
milk.
Then milk.
The cereal first.
I've never even thought about doing it the opposite way, to be honest with you.
Now we're going to compare Cinnamon Toast Crunch to its off-brand version, Cinnamon Crunch. James, what do you think?
You can just, even by, like, texture and, like, the looks of them, you can tell that they're different. And the off-brand is just tastes terrible. Even, like, I don't even like Cinnamon Toast Crunch, but I can tell, like, that it's different, and I would take the Cinnamon Toast Crunch any day.
Yeah. When I looked at that off-brand cereal, I could just immediately tell that it wasn't Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
I mean, I would often buy the Cinnamon Crunch just because it's cheaper or whatever. I always thought they tasted the same, but you put them in a bowl next to, 2 bowls next to each other, and you could immediately tell the difference. And not only that, when you taste one, the fake one, it tastes all burnt and hollow and not as thin as the real ones. And I realized the difference. I never thought there was a difference, and they're just not nearly as good as the real ones.
Exactly. I agree wholeheartedly with that.
Like, even though it's a cheaper one, like, yeah, it's like probably 50 cents, a dollar cheaper than the real brand, I can say that just pay the dollar. It is not worth it to get that off-brand cereal. It is actually that bad. Like, I wish you were here to taste the off-brand and the real brand and just taste the difference in the appearance.
Yeah, like, in my personal experience, I think really nothing off-brand is ever better than the real brand. Like, take Oreos, for example, this cereal we were just talking about. Just anything. Like, think of the off-brand version, and then you can always tell that the name brand is better than the off-brand. So now we're going to go out and we're going to talk to people, see if they are able to identify with their non-cereal expertise.
So from the non-blindfolded taste test, they could even just tell from the visual of the different brands, the off-brand and the real brand, which one was which, because they just look so different. You can tell. Like, even if you don't eat Cinnamon Toast Crunch, you can tell the off-brand.
Yeah, so after that, we decided we would put blindfolds on people just because, just to add a little bit of a challenge to the thing, and they still did perfectly well. Everyone got it 100% right and knew exactly what the off-brand was when comparing it to the real Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
The off-brand, they said, was hollow, it tasted like burnt, and they always said the same thing. The real one was more cinnamony, and it was thinner, it tasted better.
Yeah. All right. This has been Cereal Killers.
Thank you for tuning in to our first episode.
And remember to tune in next time.
Once again, I'm Declan.
I'm James.
And I'm Tony.
Thank you.
Peanut butter chocolate.